Happy Sabbath. Nice to see all your smiling faces. Looks like we're a little light today, but always nice to have you join us. And welcome to whoever's on their internet hookup. Always a pleasure to have you sign in. How many of you have heard of Anthony Michael Bourdain? He was on the news earlier this week. For those of you who don't know, Anthony was born on June 25th, 1951. He was an American celebrity chef, an author, and he got to travel the world. So many people want to travel the world, but he got to do it. He did it while he was on his own TV show called Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, where he spent most of his time focusing on international culture, cuisine, and the human conditions in that area. He was pretty successful in his life, where he was nominated 31 times and won 10 Primetime Emmy Awards. But on June 8th, 2018, Anthony Bourdain committed suicide at the young age of 62. Now, I don't know Anthony Bourdain personally, but I do know Chris Walters. Chris Walters worked at the company that I work at now, Wellington Management. He worked in the same IT department, and we worked on several projects together to bring new technology to our company. And on earlier this year, he also took his life. Both men, I would say, were successful in their careers, but for some reason, they decided to take their life. Maybe you know someone that committed suicide, or maybe you don't. Maybe you know them personally. Whether or not, suicide is very tragic. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says that in 2016, nearly 45,000 Americans, starting at the age of 10, committed suicide. And for me, that's very scary because my oldest is 9. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in America and is one of 3 leading causes of death that are on the rise. Sometimes people are quick to judge others who take their own lives. There's a tendency to simplify it and say, well, they should have just did this or, you know, did that and they would have been fine. But suicide is very complicated. Sometimes there's drug or alcohol abuse. Sometimes there's dealing with the stress of life. Sometimes a lot of things come down on you and you just can't take it. Sometimes it's you meet that perfect sweetheart in high school and you get married, you have kids, you build a family, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a hotel room by yourself fighting over who's going to visit the kids and when. Then there's things that we don't fully understand, such as mental illness or depression. With the time I have today, I would like to focus on one aspect of suicide that I think is very close to our home. Our home meaning believers in a higher power, believing in God. That is knowing you're worthy, which is also the title of my message today. You are worthy. I believe if a person truly believes they are worthy, they are less likely to take their lives. Again, this is not the only thing, but I really believe that it is an important one. So let's start off with a definition. Again, scouring the internet, going to google.com, looking up the word worthy, when used as an adjective, it says, the word worthy means good enough. It means it's suitable, or you are suitable. Having adequate or great merit, character, something we talk about a lot here at church, having a godly character, or value. when used as a noun, it says worthy means a person notable or important in a particular sphere. Sometimes you can combine worthy as a suffix with other words, such as noteworthy or trustworthy or roadworthy, meaning interesting, able to be relied on, and suitable. I would like to share with you 3 points to help remind us that we are worthy throughout all our lives, in the past, present, and in the future. When we are down, life weighs on our shoulders, we are stressed out, these 3 points can help lift us up and remind us to stay on the path to the living and having a happy and peaceful future. So the 3 points are, you are worthy because God created you. You are worthy because God has a connection with you. And the 3rd point, you are worthy because your future in Christ makes you worthy. Point number 1, your past. You are worthy because God created you. Some people don't believe that there is a God. They say there's no plan for humanity. Life just happened, right? It just happened just like that. Despite what some scientists may believe and say, our world was not an accident. We read that in the Bible. We are not accidents. We are part of God's marvelous plan, and we were wonderfully made. David reminds us of that in Psalms 139. Please go ahead and open your Bibles to Psalms 139, and we'll read that. Psalms 139, and we'll start reading in verse 13. It says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Did you catch that? He said, fearfully and wonderfully made, referring to God's works, referring to us. We are marvelous, not an accident, not just here, but we are marvelously created. And I didn't refer to Genesis where he created Adam and breathed into his lungs and nostrils, right? I'm talking about now, when we are in the womb. We are marvelous, and God created us. Another thing to note, if you look around, there are millions and millions of statues here in Massachusetts, in America, around the world. We see them here and there. Sometimes we fly to other places to take pictures with these statues, right? We pay money to go see them. We read the inscriptions that are in the statues. Why am I talking about statues? These statues are made in the likeness of people that did something. They did something that was noteworthy, something important. God did something that was noteworthy. He created the heavens, the earth, the trees, the animals, the stars, the moons, everything we see around us, including us. He created us. Genesis 1 verse 27 says, "God created man in his own image, male and female." So to sum it all up, we are so worthy that we are wonderfully made in God's image. That's how worthy we are. Point number 2, you are worthy because God has a connection with you. If we go back to Psalms 139, This time we'll read in verse 7. It says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take my wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there," reading verse 10, "your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." David tells us, no matter where we are or what we're doing, God is looking out for us. He's guiding us. He has a connection with us. God also has plans for us. We read that in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, where it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil." He wants peace for us. He wants us to be happy. Continue reading. "To give you a future and a hope." He wants us to be part of his family. He's connecting with us to allow us to live in his kingdom. That's the plan God wants for us. And he also provides a way for us to get there. Psalms 107, verse 9 says, "For he satisfies the longing soul, and he fills the hungry soul with goodness." He fills our soul with goodness, supporting us so we can get to his kingdom. God has a connection to us by being a loving parent. That's what it reminds me of when I read these scriptures. He provides for us. He has aspirations for us. And he protects us from harm. That sounds just like a parent, a loving parent. Moving on to point number 3, our future. You are worthy because your future in Christ makes you worthy. We all have done things in the past. We all have sinned. We all are sometimes still sinning, right? We can't let the past dictate our future. The woe is me mentality. The I can't deal with this because I did that, right? But we shouldn't forget. We shouldn't forget it all of what we did. We should be aware of our faults, not allow them to hold us down, keep us in that dark place where we want to commit suicide. But we should learn from them, repent from them, and grow from them, making us a new person. We read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, where it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Your future in Christ makes you worthy because you become a new person. Not the person you are ashamed of, you get upset at so much that you turn to alcohol, drugs, whatever it is, and then, but you become a new person, a trustworthy person, a noteworthy person, a worthy person, right? Your future is also worthy because you are purchased by the blood, by the pure and precious blood of Jesus Christ. We read that in 1 Peter 1, starting in verse 18 through 19. It says, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like money, silver, gold, the things people want in this life, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spots." We were purchased with the blood. We are made new, clean. Today, we looked at our entire life. We looked at the past, the present, and our future. And we determined that we are worthy. We're worthy in the past because God took the time to make us marvelous. We're wonderfully and marvelously created in the womb. We are worthy in the present because God has a connection with us. He's like a parent guiding us. He has aspirations for us, a future for us, and he helps us get there. And we are worthy in the future because your future in Christ makes you worthy. You are a sinner. You repented of that sin, and you were washed with the blood. Before I go, I would like to leave you with one more thing. It's not a Bible verse, not a poem, although I think it should be. But it's a message my wife gives to both of our children before they leave for school or she leaves for work every day. She says the following: "You are worthy. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are special. Mommy loves you. Have a great day. Be a good girl. Learn a lot. Stay healthy. You are worthy of kindness and respect, and so are others. God loves you." You can pass this message on to your children, onto your spouse, onto your mother or father, all of your loved ones. And please, say it to yourself. Maybe not the mother part or the girl, but you get what I'm trying to say. Respect yourself. Find yourself worthy. It's not the end all, be all. But if a person truly believes they are worthy, I believe they are less likely to take their lives. Brethren, let us remember that you are worthy.